This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces accelerated scattered attacks on Kyiv, western Ukraine, and beyond Saturday, and an explosive reminder to Ukrainians and their Western supporters that the whole country remains under threat, despite Moscow's pivot toward mounting a new offensive in the east. Stung by the loss of its Black Sea flagship and indignant over alleged Ukrainian aggression on Russian territory, Russia's military command had warned of renewed missile strikes on Ukraine's capital. Officials in Moscow said that they were targeting military sites, a claim repeated and refuted by witnesses throughout 52 days of war. The toll reaches much deeper. Each day brings new discoveries of civilian victims of an invasion that has shattered European security. As Russia prepared for the anticipated offensive, a mother wept over a 15-year-old son's body after rockets hit a residential area in Kharkiv, a city in northeast Ukraine. An infant and at least eight other people died, according to officials. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the situation in Mariupol was inhuman and called on allies to provide heavy weapons in order to save the city from Russian forces, insisting to leaders of other nations to provide weapons immediately or intervene to force Russia into further negotiations. U.S. Army trainers are using lessons learned from the Russian war against Ukraine as they prepare soldiers for future fights against a major adversary such as Russia or China. The role players in this month's exercise at a training center in the state of California's Mojave Desert speak Russian, and the enemy force is using a steady stream of social media posts to make false accusations against the American brigade preparing to attack. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthis criticized the new U.S.-led task force that will patrol the Red Sea following a series of attacks by the Iran-backed rebels in a waterway that's essential to global trade. Mohammed Abdul Salam, the Houthis' chief negotiator and spokesman, said late Friday that the U.S. move in the Red Sea, which comes amid a ceasefire in the country's civil war, contradicts Washington's claim of supporting the U.N.-brokered truce. The task force enshrines the aggression and blockade on Yemen, he said on his Telegram social media account. Abdul Salam apparently referred to a Saudi-led coalition that rebels have been fighting for years. The coalition, which until recently was backed by the U.S., imposes an air and sea blockade on Houthi-held areas. Iran is the main supporter of the Houthis, who seized Yemen's capital in September of 2014. Tens of thousands of people thronged a rally called by former Prime Minister Imran Khan in Karachi on Saturday to protest against his removal from power in India. Addressing his supporters, Khan said that the U.S. maneuvered to end his government when he refused to bow down before its demands and sought Russia's economic help. He said the U.S. was angered. After Russia offered wheat and oil at lower rates to Pakistan, Khan demanded a judicial commission led by the Chief Justice to investigate a letter which he claimed was written by a U.S. official to threaten Pakistan into submission. One person was killed, seven others injured Saturday in an explosion aboard an oil tanker in waters off Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Maritime Rescue Coordination Center said the tanker was 300 kilometers east of Hong Kong when it caught fire as a result of an explosion. That fire was extinguished, according to the state-run radio television Hong Kong. The government flying service sent a fixed-wing aircraft and two helicopters with doctors aboard the Panama-registered Shuangyi vessel to transport the injured to a hospital in the city. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden will host leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Washington next month for a summit. The May 12th to 13th gathering is part of an effort by the administration to show the United States is committed to being a partner with the Indo-Pacific region. The summit will also commemorate 45 years of relations between the U.S. and the group of countries. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.